You are now listening to the My Rogue Podcast, a casual Star Wars conversation.
Cool. Oh, man, dude. I feel like I've been looking forward to this thing all week.
Yeah, I definitely have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Dude, it's crazy. One, two, three, four. I have a couple of honorable mentions, I'm not going to lie, as well, too, where it's like, maybe I'll add it in type of deal.
Yeah, I went back and forth with a couple of them.
Oh, did you? I went back and forth even today.
Yeah, yeah. There was definitely ones where it's like, okay, I have definitely my thoughts on each one and how to like why I chose them and like, yeah, I don't know. I'm really curious to see your guys's take on these.
Well, some of it is like criteria. What are you going by? Because I definitely know I left iconic moments off the list.
I kind of mixed it up. I went off of the storytelling. Some were visual and some was just fanfare. Like I kind of mixed it up on what I picked.
I did also.
Yeah. I picked a few. Mine all have
I went
like,
by feeling. I just went by feeling.
Yep. It's funny. Oh, wow. I went through each of these and I was like, okay, which ones do I remember like gut feeling of which ones like immediately stuck out of my head. And then I went through and like thought a little bit deeper and then either like kept my original gut instinct or like shifted it after I thought about it a little bit more. And I agree with you, Brian, that it sort of went on like feeling was sort of what, like what it invoked in me. Yeah. Well, like what, like the one that I have, like each one of these sort of had a moment in my head that meant something to me, like why I thought it was so important and how it moved me in some way. And that's sort of why I did it. There's a range of feelings, if that means anything too, where it's like goes from like excitement to a sadness to like contemplation. Yep. Like there's all these ones that I think are kind of cool.
I fell in the same thing with you, Eric, and I did bet a lot of other people, it's the same with everyone else. I mean, what connects with you?
Right. And you know what we got to put here too as well, is eventually we're going to have to put seed and where these fall into it as well too.
So that's one of my also, big things is like seeding here.
We'll figure out
how that. Do Let's, we want to do that?
Well, because I was thinking we could either just randomly pull them out of a hat.
I could do that. The only way.
My thought is let's get these scenes in here. See how many we have, because in an ideal world, we should either go with 16 or 32 scenes total that make the final cut, because we want it to be.
I mean, we know we can come up with
easily
a whole other list if we needed to.
But I'm pretty sure we probably have a lot more crossover than we think. And I want to see where we're at with crossover, because the ones where we voted like a ton of them, like if all three of us happen to put the same scene in there, like there's a really good chance that's like a one or a two seed type of deal.
Or a first round bye.
Yeah. There's a lot. And if we have more, say we ended up having like 20, we could do like a play-in tournament where it's like, okay, let's decide between these, you know, whatever. Yep.
Yeah.
And who gets the final seeds for the ones that need to be in there to get to the Sweet 16.
I was going to say really quick, since you're recording, should we kind of mention that this is a little behind the scene bonus episode?
Oh, yeah. So, I guess if you happen to be listening to this
I know
is
we're like
free.
A couple minutes into this.
No, it's all good, dude. This is one of these things where it's like we may or may not release it. So if you do happen to hear this, awesome. Like we just happen to put it out there because it's a fun thing. Who knows? Maybe we'll put it out before we even do the bracket, just to get people like
how you build an episode.
Star Wars Day episode.
Man,
dude, this is so good.
Hold on, I don't normally come with rumors and speculations, but I got a real one this time.
No, we're not doing Hollow Knight.
We're not doing Hollow Knight or anything.
Save this for the meeting. Actual show. This is just us seating. This is it. This is it. Yeah. We're not doing any of our welcome to my Rogue Podcast. You know, your home of the greatest Star Wars thing in the world. This is us. This is like the lottery pick in the NBA, right? We should have, you know, we should have had somebody come in like our stead to be that person or something like that, right? who's drawing our seed? All right,
get one of those bingo things.
Do you guys want to go in this?
I can pull out the D&D dice.
You could potentially do that. I say let's go by what part of Star Wars they're in. Original, start with like original trilogy, then the prequels, the sequels. I think that might be the way, or maybe go in the order in which they're released, which would be original trilogy, prequels, then we could probably do the animated, then the sequels, or and then the then they have live action and other,
and then
standalone.
Well, standalone would probably be before live action if you go on release.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll do standalone before live action. Okay. All right,
we'll do four sets of movies. You want to do the four sets of movies then?
Sure.
And
yeah, because you figure the TV shows are going to end up going head to head to get into the finals
or into the final. Yeah, we'll figure out how we'll do this with divisions and everything afterwards here. Okay. All right, cool. Who wants to go first for their original trilogy scene and why they picked it?
I thought we were just naming the scene.
Good point. Yeah. Just pick the scene.
So, all
right, what do you got?
My first one, I went with No, I Am Your Father scene. From Empire Strikes Back.
Okay. I will say I also had that one in there as my.
I was about to ask it. Anyone else?
You do too, Brian?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so that's all three of us in there for that one. All right. What's your other scene, Mike?
My other one was from Return of the Jedi.
Yep.
After the Vader Luke fight, when he looks at the Emperor and says, "I'm a Jedi like my father before me."
Okay. All right. And SOT. And then Mike, do you have that one, Brian, or no?
Yeah, kind of. It's the same. That end scene in the room went right before like Vader throws the Emperor down.
Yep.
That whole build up, the last couple, three minutes, he
rejects the Emperor.
Yep. Okay. Yes. So yeah, basically Darth Vader's return to the light.
Basically, yes. I was trying to think how to word it without so many words, so I just went with one of the quotes from it, which
let's dig deeper into that one during our show because that's a great moment in film, I believe.
Vader return to your life. Okay, so that's you two. All right, so my other one then was the final run of Luke Skywalker when he blows up the Death Star in New Hope. So that one, when he comes in and finally like uses the force and hears from Obi-Wan Kenobi, and that, like, I remember seeing that ridiculous shot, and to this day I still see that shot and I'm like, man. So that was mine.
I just watched it yesterday too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you? Okay.
You watched New Hope yesterday?
Yeah. I was finishing up my marathon.
Good on you, dude.
Nice, dude.
All right. So final run on Death Star.
That's a good one. Good
shot. Yeah. That was mine. For what it's worth, too, my honorable mention, which I was so close to putting this one as well, too, was when Han Solo went into carbonite and was frozen in carbonite, and him and Leia was like, "I love you, I know."
I almost had that one in film too.
That's why I say there's a lot of iconic moments that don't make the list so far.
Yeah. So maybe we can even put that. Maybe I'll put honorable mentions over here, and then that way we can mention those on the main show too, as well as ones that didn't make it. Like, here's the ones that we talked about,
but we're on a lot too from the each trilogy, so
yeah. But if the bracket becomes possibly bigger than we think, we want to have these.
Well, yeah, because it depends, because right now if you break it up where the original trilogy's only got three,
right? Well, that's okay.
So, let's think about this since we're in the original trilogy right now. Are there any other things?
Honorable mentions?
Yeah, I mean, we got three for...
But that also means, here's the thing, this might be the strongest part of the...
Yeah, there's a lot of honorable mentions in the OT.
We got multiples right now. We have a 3-vote and a 2-vote. So that's ones where that's like, they'll probably be a pretty high seed coming into this.
That's true.
Okay, all right. Let's go to prequel trilogy. Brian, why don't you start with prequels? We'll go you first, and then I'll go. We'll do sort of our little thing here.
Okay, so I chose the Yoda lightsaber scene when he opens up that cloak and that lightsaber comes out. It starts with his cane. That was the first time I saw a standing ovation in, like, Star Wars.
Did you write Dookie by accident first?
No, it's Dooku. It's Dooku.
I saw Dookie before you hit the backspace.
Yoda Dookie Battle. For what it's worth, I like that was an honorable mention for me, Brian. That was really close to making my thing.
I had another kind of small lightsaber scene, and I didn't want to pick two of those, so I have an honorable mention if one of you guys don't pick it.
All right, cool. What's your other one then, Brian?
Is when Dooku had Kenobi in that kind of like force field type prison thing, jail thing, and he's telling him the whole thing. Like, what if I told you a Sith?
I had that.
And I just believe that was one of those moments when I first saw it, because when I first saw that movie, I hadn't gotten the books.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, that's a curveball as far as like story. It gets way deeper there, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Dooku's talk and asking Kenobi to join him.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's that whole
basically.
Yeah. This is explanation.
I didn't know if that was like an interrogation or.
But you guys like that because
kind of a prisoner.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go more on the actual show on why.
All right. So that one also.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. I have a deeper, but. Mike, wow, we're having
you guys are on the same.
I had a feeling we were going to have a couple of the all same. Right.
Well, what's the one year? So oh, no, these will be mine. These will be mine. So, okay. Mine that I had then for me then is I have the end of the Obi-Wan Anakin fight. High ground, I hate you.
Right.
The whole speech.
Yes.
That was my other one, actually.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay. And it's just the end of, because it's like I was thinking about because it was like it's like a 16 minute lightsaber battle, and I was
and I didn't want to pick and we said we weren't doing long battle scenes,
right?
You know,
it couldn't be the whole thing. We'll talk about that in the show, but that's it.
Basically the speech Kenobi gives to Anakin at the end.
You were high ground, chosen one, I hate you. That's like basically that
man. I've got like two or three honorable mentions here.
We'll come back to those, dude. We'll add them in. And then my other one is the Duel of Fates, and specifically when Darth Maul, when they first see him in the chamber there, and he ignites. The door's open. Oh, he's standing there.
We'll handle this.
Yes, we'll handle this. And he opens up like both sides of his lightsaber. That's where I remember that like standing ovation as well, too.
That's one of my honorable mentions. And I chose the Yoda lightsaber battle scene over that one just because I had a deeper connection to Yoda over a longer period of time.
Understood. I'll explain more in the show, but that was mine. All right, Mike, what is your other one?
You already got it. It was
I got them both.
Kenobi Anakin at the end of their fight.
Yep. Okay. All right, cool. All right, and then are we doing, you want to do the sequels right now, or do you want to go into?
Yeah, let's go sequels.
All right. I guess it's my start for this one, and then we'll go Mike and then Brian.
Okay.
All right. My one scene that I like in, I still am kind of debating about what part of this I like the most, but it's Luke's sacrifice, and that is basically near the end of his battle with Kylo Ren.
Okay. So you're talking when he came out and then Kylo's down, him facing off against
him
Kylo.
Fighting Kylo Ren, and why I thought that was such a magical scene. Like, I'll explain why and sort of argue it, but it's I thought the more, it's one of those ones I come back to, and the more I watch it, the more I love it. And it's one of those ones I contemplate and I love it more. And then the last one, of course, you guys have to know it's my favorite girl, which is this is Rey's final push to kill Palpatine, and all of the other Jedi come and like give her the power to be able to do that. And that final scene of her coming over that, I love that. I realize I'm swearing. We're not in an official show, so.
I know. That's why I was thinking that earlier. So I was like,
the bonus episode's a little dirtier than the normal show. Hide your kids. Rey's final push. Yeah. All right, Mike, what about you?
All right, so my first one is slightly before your first one, but it's okay. Luke and Leia's reunion. So when he comes out of nowhere and he has that little talk with Leia.
See, yeah. That's what I said when like Luke Skywalker coming back. Like I had a hard time choosing what part of that. That makes me happy that potentially they both could be in there. Yeah. All right.
And then,
other one.
And then my other one was Yoda's talk with Luke from The Last Jedi.
Nice.
Yeah, I was trying not to do two from the same movie, but
that's
okay. It was tough.
It is tough.
Same thing happens with me. I've got two totally different ones than the four you guys have there.
This is interesting. Okay. Sequel trilogy might be coming hard here in the final one. But go ahead.
See, I think it's the opposite.
We all have different ones. So
because there's no
agreement.
It's the Hall of Very Good, not the Hall of Fame.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
But that's not a quote a phrase I came up with.
Either way, it's good. All right.
Okay, so got? I have when Han and Chewie get back to the Falcon for the first time.
Yep.
And I just remember, you know, you guys were there. We were there together.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Everyone loved it.
Even in the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when Kylo Ren kills Han.
Ooh. You know what? I had that, and I actually switched it out with the Yoda talk.
Okay.
That's just
I had it more of when Han confronts Kylo, but
yeah, I mean, you know, it's the whole scene.
Yeah.
The build up, it's everything with that right there.
Brian, I forgot to write down what was your honorable mention in the prequels? Give me like one or two you had.
Oh, so the first one I had you end up choosing, but
okay.
Oh crap, I had it in my head when we were talking about him. When Anakin and first figures out when he's having that talk with Sidious Palpatine and they're going around in a circle there.
And he finds out
you're the Sith Lord we've been looking for. Lord.
Yeah,
because that's a huge Wait, which moment.
Part? When was that?
So in
Revenge of the Sith?
Revenge of the Sith, he's in the Palpatine's office and he's talking to him. And that's when Anakin realizes he's the Sith Lord.
Yeah. Yep.
Wait, are we doing the honorable mentions now or at the end?
No, we're going to add them in if you have them. Like, honestly, you should have them, like, written down ahead of time or, like, stuff. If you have a prequel one, we can throw it in now. I have a sequel one, which is Finn's final battle with Captain Phasma, which I thought was a good story arc to the end of that as well, Tom.
My sequel one Brian took, my prequel one was when Padme finally admit her feelings to Anakin right before they got taken out to the arena.
Okay.
Yeah, one of my other honorable mentions, Eric, was one of your choices, the Darth Maul scene. So
yeah,
those are my two honorable mentions.
Got it. Okay, cool. All right. Do we want to go standalones or do we want to go animated now?
Standalones.
Okay.
All right.
Mike, you started.
Okay, so my first.
Come on.
Yeah,
it's my same first as everyone's.
It's Vader lighting the lightsaber in the hallway.
Of course, like, that whole scene is less than 2 minutes.
Vader and so scene.
I was even referring to when he's cutting them down. I'm just talking about when they're there.
That actual scene.
Like, yeah, the hallway's dark. You hear the breathing, and that lightsaber lights up.
Yep.
Yeah, that was just amazing.
Yep, it's on my list too. So, that's another strong.
Oh,
yeah. That's a strong contender.
I'm pretty sure my second one no one's got, and I'm gonna have to do some fighting in the show for this one. But
okay,
when Han brags about the Kessel Run being in 12 parsecs, and Chewie's, he's like, "Well, if you round down," I have a good argument for it too.
All right,
I can't wait for this one.
Han brags about Kessel Run. Okay, I like it. All right, Brian, what are yours? What's your
Well, of course, the Vader end scene, but then the moment the actor Donnie Yen, he plays Chiru Imwe, the blind guy in Rogue One.
Yep.
That fight scene when he takes out a bunch of stormtroopers And then they put the bag over the other people blind. Put the bag over his head. He's like, for real, I'm blind.
Okay, wait. So how would you say that?
Well, really, I probably just the Chirrut, Chirrut.
Uh-huh.
That's his first name. The
this is his first fight scene, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I just put the fight scene. That's, you know.
Yeah. We know what that is. I will say I almost put his last fight scene in.
I almost did too, actually.
It wasn't my, I didn't make my honorable mention. I have a different honorable mention, but.
Yeah, I have an honorable mention also.
That is Brian. Okay, cool. And then my one that's not in here is K2SO's sacrifice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was thinking, like, to me, that may, I it was really close for me with this one, and also in the sequel trilogy when C-3PO gave up his memory for everybody as, like, what I thought to be the most moving droid scene. And for me, this was like, yeah, I love this one where he gave up his life, you know, for Andor. It was awesome.
That was actually my honorable mention.
Was it?
Yep.
Okay.
That's not my honorable mention, but that's a great one.
Yeah. What was your, did you say somebody had an honorable mention here?
I do. When Han Solo first wins the Falcon.
That's, you know what? No, it's. So that's the question. He didn't win it in the first game of Sabacc.
He won it at the end of the movie. Are you talking about the end of the movie? When
the
he
end of the movie
it?
Or the and first steals, time they play Sabacc?
He steals the trick card from Lando? Is that the scene you're talking about?
Because I'm just talking about when,
are you talking about when he first flew it?
I'm just talking about when Han gets the Falcon.
Okay, whatever Han Solo moment gets you wanna, the Falcon.
Yeah, whatever moment you want to consider to be official. But it's just the overall idea of Han gets the Falcon in that movie.
Okay, then you know what I'm going to put in here is the bluff that happens at the beginning of it, because that was my honorable mention, when Lando beats Han Solo at Sabacc, because it set it up like that was the scene where he was going to win it, and he didn't. And Lando was like, that was like an awesome portrayal of Donald Glover as Lando, and I loved that scene a lot, that first card scene.
Right.
I almost put.
I'm recording with Brian and Mike. All right. Georgina's on.
Oh. Yeah, I almost put the one where he first sees the Falcon, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the idea that he gets the Falcon in that movie, I think, is more of the point here.
It is. There's a few different ways. Like they tease it all the way throughout, but okay, we'll keep that in there as honorable mentions. We'll see if we need them or not. Okay. K2SO sacrifice. Okay, let's go to. Do you want to go to animated then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Brian, you're up.
All right, man. My first one is when. That last conversation that Anakin and Ahsoka have when she leaves the Jedi Order after they said, you can come back. And she walks away and the different music hits for the first time. That's just tugs at the heartstrings.
When she left the Order in the final season or in the actual?
In season 5.
Okay.
And last episode of season 5. I don't remember how many episodes were in that season. All right,
Ahsoka leaves Jedi Order.
Yeah.
That was my honorable mention.
What?
Cool.
Yeah.
And then my other one is Ahsoka versus Vader in Rebels.
Nice. Nice.
Last episode of season 2. Do you want the seasons in that too? Or?
We could. Right now.
Probably a good idea.
We'll talk about it on the show. I'm not that worried about it.
You put Jedi Orpher, by the way.
Yeah, well, you know what, dude? Why are you judging? This is an audio format. You don't have to tell people that I mistyped something. All right. Okay, so
I didn't know if I should text you it or just say it to you.
You should have written it on a piece of paper and showed it to the
camera. Hold it up.
There you go. All right, yeah. You just misspelled Jedi Order, you idiot. All right, so mine are my two that I have is I have Kanan Jarrus's sacrifice.
Oh,
I have that one.
Do you?
Yep.
To me, that I still we'll talk about it more in the show. Yeah. But man, that one moved me a lot, and I will argue deeply on that one.
Oh, same.
And then the other one is Ahsoka and Rex in when Order 66 is the order is given, and Rex like doing everything in his power not to kill Ahsoka, and I thought that was a really powerful moment, seeing like, you know, the most well-known clone trooper like trying to fight with all of his power type of deal.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a good scene. It's hard with the animated because they covered so much ground.
There was so many good.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
I have a feeling Clone War or animated is going to have a very strong showing in the end.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, it's one of the only ones with two votes. So.
Well, you know, you want my other one?
Oh. Yes, I do. Brian left. I was like, did you leave?
No, I was just waiting for you to finish what you were doing.
No, you're good. Dude, what is it?
So it's actually the final moment in the Clone Wars series when Vader retrieves Ahsoka's lightsaber. So when you see Ahsoka, they bury all the bodies. She leaves her lightsaber. Fast forward the snow. He shows up.
Yep.
Lights it. And you see the owl float.
That was a great scene.
Well, yeah, you see the owl floating above his head.
I like that. I like that. Okay. All right. Do either of you have honorable mentions? Give me one. Don't go deep because I know you got like 1,000.
Well, Brian picked my one honorable mention. Brian has on his list, so I don't know if I should do another one.
It's more or less top of your head. If there's one that you've
written for this.
What's that? There's too many.
If we need another one, I'll add one. But there's just too many to pick. I think it's once we start, we're just
Brian, talk into your microphone. You're too far away.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
It's all good. I don't call you out in the actual show, but I'm going to call you out in the bonus episode.
That's cool.
As the unofficial producer of the show. Like, hey.
Get back to the microphone.
Get back to the microphone. All right.
Yeah, I think it's just there's too many of them. And once we start, we're just never going to end.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Okay, let's go into live action then. I think it's
some good ones. Start
with
here
me
too.
Now, then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mike,
okay.
It doesn't matter.
All right. So I think mine are probably there may be copy here of them, but we'll see. My first one was Din saying goodbye to Grogu and Grogu seeing Din Djarin's face. And that was at the end of season 2 of
Mandalorian.
And then my second one is the Cab Vanth Cad Bane shootout.
Oh, yeah.
From Book of Boba Fett. I loved that scene, dude. Like, you just talk about like hitting all the right notes for me. It was just one of those scenes I'm like, this is so cool. So cool. Like, I just
and that one was my honorable mention.
Nice. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, it's a really, really, really good one.
All right, back to you, Mike. What's your live action scene? All right,
so my first one was from The Mandalorian Redemption, IG-11 Sacrifice.
Nice. I
that's one of mine also.
Is it? Oh man.
Yes. Whoa.
It's very rare Brian and I are on the same page on stuff.
Well, you guys are it's on the one same of those page things where it's like the lightsaber thing with Yoda and Darth Maul for me. There was multiple droid sacrifices in these episodes or all over these categories. And I wasn't sure which one to pick. I didn't want to pick 5 of them, you know? But this was a really good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. What's your other one then, Mike?
And then my other one was from Book of Boba Fett, was Ahsoka's talk with Luke.
Ooh. That is a cool scene. That is a cool scene. All right. Brian?
My other one is kind of almost the same as yours, but that moment we start seeing Luke's X-Wing come in and then he at the end of Mandalorian season two, and then he just walks into the room, you know, just like comes in and
Luke's first entrance, we could say that. Yeah, that is pretty dope. That is actually really dope. These are all really good. Okay. I think that's all of them, right?
Yeah, I don't have any more.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all of them. We did standalone, live action, anime, sequel, original, and prequel.
So here's the good news is then we only need to take in four of the honorable mentions, and we can put them into the thing. And then we'll have 32, and that'll be a perfect bracket. Okay. We got six. All right, so which ones are we cutting?
Keeping Han Solo Carbonite.
I'm good with that.
We're getting rid of the Padme declares love to Anakin.
You're getting rid of that one?
100%.
Oh, but man.
I don't know. I mean, I think maybe we just go down and vote.
Let me throw this out there. This is a matchup I'd actually like to see, is Padme declares love for Anakin versus Han Solo Carbonite. The two most prolific.
Oh, no. Han Solo and Carbonite wins that hands down.
we're not debating it. All right. So we all agree that one's getting in for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the Anakin Palpatine scene has to stay because
it's yours.
Super. Well, no. It's super important.
No, she wants to hear the my important scene, to the whole story.
It's super important to the full story on multiple. So is the
Padme declares her love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're arguably just as important with each other.
No, I don't think it's as important.
Okay. Here's what I'm gonna say. The do we have standalone? No, we don't have.
We have two standalones.
So this one right here, we could probably combine or make. These both can't stay. One of these has to go. It's either when Han Solo wins the card battle in the end with the trick card and gets the Falcon, or when Lando and Han first do Sabacc. Because they're two very similar scenes. The first one was the bluff. The second one was the real one.
I think the one where he actually acquires the Falcon is more.
Wait. No, hang on. I think Mike needs to make this vote because one's mine and one is yours, Brian, and they're very similar. So, Mike, you could be the tiebreaker here.
I figured I was, and this has nothing to do with Brian wanting to get rid of mine, but I think the first Sabacc scene had more impact instead of that last one.
Okay.
I think it's set up a lot more.
Cool. All right. Okay, then we got two more we need to put in there. So this one's gone. Eliminated. We already eliminated one. So two more then. Padme declares love. The Brian. Anakin Palpatine realizes he's a Sith. I think that was your.
That was Brian's.
That was Brian's. All right. Let's all vote for one right now. And then if any of these get two votes, it goes in.
Okay.
My vote would be... torn. I think it's got to be the Anakin Palpatine one. Like, I do like that. Although I would argue the Mace Windu scene might be stronger, but I still like that scene.
That Mace Windu scene's very good, too. But... we directly have that scene because of this.
No, it's
this scene. I mean, it's you know.
I mean, am I directly correlated? Am I just voting on one out of the three?
Yeah, pick. What's your pick? Yeah, what would be your pick?
This scene just got Anakin
Palpatine.
All right. So that one's gonna make it.
Yeah, that one got two votes anyway. So.
All right. And now we're at the last two, which is Finn's final battle with Captain Phasma.
Hold on. Whose are those two left?
One's Eric Mike. And one's mine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, Brian, you're the tiebreaker here then.
Hold on here. We all chose the Carbonite scene.
Yeah.
I have a scene. Who else has a scene that we just
added? I have a scene as well, too.
Okay, Mike, why don't you pick then?
So I'm gonna have to go with Padme declares love for Anakin scene.
Okay.
That means we all got one of ours in, and there's one that we all agreed on.
Oh, true. Yeah.
I do like that. Okay. Okay.
Good call.
We needed four. There you go.
Yep. I like
easy,
that.
Easy. It's good. Done. They're all good choices, anyways.
Yes, yeah. They are.
Not like there's a bad apple here, you know?
Okay. All right. I like this. So none of the. All right, cool. We got our 32, dude. This is huge. This worked out way better than I thought it would.
And three of them got three votes.
Yeah, so those are your top seeds. So we'll just go in order of them, which will be seed number one, seed number two, and then seed number three. And then what we can do then for all of the ones that are two seed, like we got two votes, we'll just go down in order. And make those the same thing. Four seed. Five seed. Six seed.
Man, there's some good moments listed on that list
there. Yeah.
Eight seed. Okay. And then I have an idea for the last ones for the seating on this as well, too, is since all the rest are one, why don't we go through and we'll just number them, but they will be in the, we'll go through each like cohort. So this one right here, the original trilogy one could be nine, right? And then that would make Yoda's lightsaber Dooku battle 10. Then that'd make Luke's sacrifice 11.
Okay.
Han brags about that 12. Ahsoka is 13. Grogu and Jin is 14. And then we'll just go for Han and Tabak at 15 here for the honorable mentions. And then we'll keep sort of going through that until we get to them all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that way we try to minimize the amount of direct matchups. Yeah, I guess, do we want it to be? I think the matchups might be better if they're sort of spread out, if that makes sense. Because you're pitting. I know we originally talked about doing divisions, but I'm wondering.
Yeah, I know. The way I kind of pick, I just think like March Madness. So you
it
have
still
like
could be like
trilogy,
March Madness.
You have the prequel and that, you know what I mean?
But it's also like I'm under the belief that two original trilogies in the finals is not a terrible thing.
No.
Right. And if all the original trilogies are against each other to begin with.
Well, my original worry, once we started thinking about like matching it up, like original trilogy versus this or the, you know, the movies versus is like, you know, it's going to be lopsided in some way, somewhere, somehow.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. You know what? I just thought about this.
What?
We got to do one more. we got to add this one in because we only have 31. I forgot to count the top row.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
There you go. All right. One more in. Okay. Do you guys? So what are your thoughts? What we can do is I say we just keep it simple and maybe just keep going with that scheme, if that's okay with you guys.
Yeah, let's just do that. I mean, we've already. Yeah.
It'll make our life easier. Like, let's not, like, as long as we don't overthink this. Dude, the sequel trilogy, dude, is taking an L.
The only issue here is some of these are getting better seating because
I was just gonna say, I wonder if the honorable mention ones get put at the bottom of the seed.
Might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, because
well, I guess minus the one that we all agreed on.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that might not be a bad idea.
Because like for sure, the sequel trilogy, you know, you got, what is that, 5 or 6?
Yeah.
So yeah, they're getting 7.
Okay, 7.
So by the time you get 7 through the animated and then get down, I just don't think it's
okay. So where's 14 at? So 14. So that makes 16. Hang on a second here. Then let me get rid of.
So Darth Maul.
I'm sure this is riveting stuff to listen to, but that's okay. We'll redo these. So that one goes away. Okay. Yeah. All right. So 14. Then we go back up to Darth Maul scene. That would make that 15 then.
Yep.
Rey's final push is 16. Chird's fight is 17. Ahsoka Invader is 18. Live action.
What if 19. Something from Attack of the Clones wins?
Hey, whatever, dude. That would be so funny. People would hate us.
What if one of the honorable mentions wins?
It could. I mean, there's a strong contender in the honorable mentions right now. Very strong contender. 21, 22. All right. And then 3, 4, 5. 26, 27, then 28, 29, 30. Wait a minute. Dang it. Did I screw up again? Hang on. One, two, three, four. Do we have any doubles in there?
There's 2 23s. Feel like during the silence, Brian should give us everyone a word from our sponsor or something.
Yeah, right. Okay. Okay.
PSA.
All right. Cool. Here we go. I like this. I like this so very much. This is the final seeding. So here we are. Let's go through the final seeding, the seeds of everything coming through. The number one seed is No, I Am Your Father from original trilogy. The second seed is Darth Vader in the hallway from the standalones, Rogue One. The number three seed is a honorable mention that has made a big jump. So this is like the like the Cinderella story, the Han Solo carbonite, I love you, I know scene. The Vader's return to light and I Am a Jedi Like My Father from original trilogy is the 4 seed. The Dooku Kenobi Sith explanation and Join Me is the 5 seed. The Anakin and Kenobi fight, the Chosen One specifically part of it, is the 6 seed. Kanan sacrifice is the 7 seed from the animated from Rebels. IG-11 sacrifice from Mandalorian is the 8 seed. And then we have the final run of the Death Star for Luke's shot is the 9 seed. The Yoda Dooku lightsaber battle is the 10. Luke's sacrifice battle with Kylo Ren is 11. Han brags about the Kessel run is 12. Ahsoka leaves the Jedi Order is 13. Grogu and Jen goodbye scene is 14 from the live action. Darth Maul double-bladed lightsaber intro is 15. Rey's final push is the 16th seed. Chirrut's first fight scene is 17th seed. Ahsoka versus Vader in Rebels is the 18th seed. Cad Bane is 19. Luke and Leia's reunion from the sequel trilogy is 20. Ahsoka Rex Order 66 scene is 21. Ahsoka's talk with Luke in Book of Boba Fett is 22. Yoda's talk with Luke. So we have two talks with Luke. Actually, there's a few talks with Luke in here, right? Yeah. From the sequel trilogy.
Everyone likes talking to Luke Skywalker.
Everyone's explaining stuff to Luke. 23. K2SO's sacrifice in Rogue One is 24. Vader retrieves Ahsoka's lightsaber in the final season of Clone Wars is 25. Luke's entrance in the X-Wing in Mandalorian season 2 is 26. Han and Chewie back to the Millennium Falcon is 27. Kylo Ren kills Han Solo is 28. Lando Han's first sabacc scene is 29. Anakin slash Palpatine when he realizes he's the Sith Lord is 30. Padme declares love for Anakin is 31. And Finn's final battle with Captain Phasma is 32. Awesome. Okay.
I like it.
Then what we'll do then?
I like how eight of mine are at the top.
Yeah, whatever, dude. Yeah, you do. That's interesting. So yeah, Brian or Mike, you have the most at the top. Mine's the most spread out. And then Brian, you have like kind of two chunks. You have like the top and the bottom chunks with sparse in the middle.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting.
It's because of the way we first listed them. Because whoever went first got the the way Eric did the list, whoever's was first.
You got five at the top.
But whoever said theirs first was like yours were the first two taken.
Yeah, but we all had equal amounts of firsts and seconds and thirds.
Did we?
The first three we all agreed.
There were six.
So we all have the top three.
Yeah. We all went first once. We all went second once. We all went third once. Now, there was
Han Solo and Carbonite.
Here's the thing.
All three is.
Overall, the original trilogy is the strongest seated trilogy. It's the one that is near most at the top. And that's also where we had the most agreement. So that's part of the reason Mike's are all at the top is because he chose those a lot. And he happened to. All of his picks were similar to ours, Brian. So that's just it. He was
That's
good. Okay. All right, cool. So we'll drop this into a bracket generator, and then we'll get a screenshot of the bracket and we'll tweet that out and we can see what the matchups are and sort of go through those at the beginning of our episode on Sunday.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So wait, when you say the bracket, so is it like 1 vs. 32 or
we'll find out. Let me put it in. Yeah, it's basically
gonna be random.
No, it's not going to be random. That is basically what it's going to be. So then we'll put 32 seeds and we'll figure that out. We'll put it in a bracket generator and then we'll put it out there. So it'll be good.
Nice.
Cool. All right, dudes. We'll stop recording. Is there what?
I was going to ask if we were doing any first round buys with the ones that got the three votes.
No, there's no first round buys.
Okay.
We got 32 exactly. This is a perfect bracket at this point. No need to do that.
Perfect.
Yeah, we're good. All right. Da, da, da. Thanks for everyone for listening to the bonus episode.
If we release it.
If we release it, yeah.